we know the order of Friday night, that we make Kiddush first, Alayayin, and then we make Netilat Shadayim, and we make the Berachat HaMotzi on the bread. Our question today is, what if a person reversed that order? For example, he made Netilat Shadayim first, before the Kiddush. You have this case sometimes on Sukkot, for example, where before everybody gathers into the Sukkah to make Kiddush, in order not to trouble the people to sit down, to get up again, to go in and out, they make an announcement, everybody wash first, and then go into the Sukkah, and then you'll hear the Kiddush, and then you'll go straight into the Hamotzi, but sometimes in a Sebet. You know, a guy, he knows he's going to sit down, he doesn't want to get up again and find a seat, lose his seat, so he just wants to wash from the beginning and then sit down. What is the, does that change anything? According to Maran holds clearly that once a person washes first, that's an indication that the bread is more hashuv to him, and therefore he must make a motzi first. He must make the beracha on the bread. And therefore, I quote from Maran in Siman Resh Ayin Adif, Halacha Yud Bet. And he says, Ve'im natal yadav kodem kiddush, if he washes his hands before kiddush, galed da'ateh, he reveals the riftah habibaleh, that the bread is more important to him, ve'lo yekadesh ala yayin ela ala pat, and therefore he must make kiddush on the bread. So therefore, how do we explain this custom then up in the sukkah? So the answer is as follows. So long as the person making the kiddush did not wash his hands, he could make kiddush on the wine, and everybody else that washed can listen to the kiddush by that fellow, and they can answer amen, and after that they make the hamotzi. But the guy himself that, let's say, washed, and now he's the one that's supposed to make kiddush, so it's over for him. He's got to make kiddush on hamotzi, and everybody else will make kiddush by themselves. So again, halacha writes, if you washed first, so then you must make the kiddush on the hamotzi and not on the wine. So therefore, again, in the case of a sebet, if a person walked in and he washed first and sat down, he may listen to somebody else make kiddush on the wine, but he himself, if he wanted to make kiddush for himself, there's nobody else to make kiddush, he makes kiddush ala pat. And this is obviously talking about kiddush on Friday night, or kiddush on Leil Yom Tov. The kiddush on Shabbat morning is different.